Hi everybody, how are you all? Assalamu alaikum, welcome to my podcast. Well, right now I'm going to read a match report of the match between New Zealand and West Indies, the first T20 at Kingston, held at August 10, 2022. New Zealand tour of West Indies. I'm reading this article from ESPNcricinfo.com. Santner and Nisham play decisive roles as New Zealand open with 13-run victory. Orion Smith's all-round showing was not enough for West Indies, who fell short again. A solid innings of 47 by returning captain Kane Williamson and a dashing 33 from 15 balls by Jimmy Nisham propelled New Zealand to a 13-run win over West Indies in the first of three T20s in Jamaica. Nisham struck three fours from the last three balls and 23 runs from the last over of the innings as New Zealand made 185 for 5 after being sent in to bat at Sabina Park. Left arm spinner Mitchell Santner took 3 for 19 as New Zealand restricted West Indies to 172 for 7. And there was a lot of spin, which was a big surprise, said Santner, who was voted the player of the match. I think the lengths are key against these guys. They can hit you pretty far. So back of a length worked today, and as a unit we were able to pick up wickets, which was pretty key. New Zealand's innings had two parts, separated by a lengthy rain break. Openers Martin Guptill and Devon Conway gave the tourists a strong start, putting on 62, but the pair fell to consecutive deliveries from Orion Smith, who went on to take career-best T20 figures for 3 for 32. Guptill fell to a brilliant one-handed catch by Shimron Hetmyer, who was backed up against the boundary at deep point, while Conway's innings of 43 from 29 ended when he top-edged a catch to wicketkeeper Devon Thomas. Thank you.